League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, sopa.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your fantasy sports news update. Joe, great clip of Carly Lloyd, but she's no Alex Morgan. That's my girl right there. She's great, but... Well, a whole team is great. Congratulations.
Today, Alex, what is this, surf and swim? What is this?
Today's collared shirt brought to you by Safety Swim. It is a local company on Long Island. I used to work there about 6 years ago, I want to say, and it's all about teaching kids water safety. What's up?
It's all about picking the shirt that was the cleanest and didn't smell like ass this morning is what it was. Yeah.
Hey, if Cardano is listening, we got to get someone to sponsor just Alex's polo for the up. That's what we got to get. I'm sure there's a company that would want to have Alex repping them from the update desk every hour. But I digress. What you got, brother man?
I mean, hey, I got a whole array of collared shirts that I'm going to keep coming out each and every day. So I can't wait to show them all I got for you guys. So,
and I can't wait to comment on them.
There you go. A lot of Iona shirts, just a forewarning. So here we go. We'll get right into it. The American League, a switch up in the American League wild card. Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics now hold the top two wild card spots after the A's took down the Yankees 6-2. Matt Olson and Mark Cannon hit back-to-back homers in the first innings. The A's have won five of their last six. Domingo Germán struggled when 5 1/3 innings pitched. 5 earned runs, only getting 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. With the victory, the A's jumped the Rays because the Rays fell to the Mariners 7-4. Tom Murphy hits a tiebreaker home run in the sixth to lift Seattle over Tampa Bay. The Rays are now tied with Oakland, but the Rays, I think, have a better run differential. That's why they take the top wild card spot. So we got to switch up in the American League. Switching over to the National League, the Phillies taking down the Red Sox 3-2. Aaron Nola pitched 7 innings of 4-hit baseball. He won his 6th of his last 7th decision. The Phillies, 2 games out of the wild card. Washington and Chicago Cubs hold those top 2 spots. The Mets taking down the Cleveland Indians 9-2. J.D. Davis and Michael Conforto both hitting 2-run homers. New York's rout of Cleveland. Steven Matz, another dominant outing, gets 6 1/3 innings pitch, allowing 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts, and 2 walks. And
hey, Alex, you mentioned that the A's and the Rays are tied right now, and they are. You know, the A's have a better run differential, but this would be the dream scenario for me as a Yankee fan. You know what I mean? Like, in this scenario, Tampa would have to play Oakland in a 1-game playoff just to be the second
into the wild card.
Then they would have to play a 1-game playoff with, like, Cleveland, right? Just then for the right to be in a, you know, short series against the Yankees.
Sure.
And, like, whatever team gets out of that, their starting rotation will be all messed up having to see the Yankees. That's the exact kind of scenario teams like New York and should be looking for, a tie for second wild card just to extend those play-in games.
Exactly. Make
guys, we have a live feed from the Trop in Tampa right now, if we can cut to it.
Oh, boy.
I believe we've got oh, there it is.
There it is.
That's the Rays. Yep, that's the Rays and the Trop right now. Good stuff. Great home field advantage there, Tampa. Congratulations.
Trending in the wrong direction, the Tampa Bay Rays are. And you're right. You want those teams to beat up on each other before they meet in the playoffs. One last game coming out of the National League. The Brewers also trending in the wrong direction. Cardinals beating them 9-4. Dexter Fowler hits a double with the bases loaded in the sixth, taking the lead and ultimately the victory with the loss. Milwaukee is now 3.5 games out of the National League wild card. Some interesting lines to look at, guys, tonight. The Phillies taking
They're
on.
They're the opposite, and keep this in mind. They are the complete opposite of Tampa Bay. They can only win at home at Miller Park. They can't win on the road, and Tampa only wins on the road and can't win at home. It's the strangest thing this year with these teams.
So crazy. You question every single year, does home field advantage really matter? Because you look at, I just want to say, hockey playoffs last year. The Stanley Cup was won in the opposite
exactly.
stadium. So it's like, yep. Which sports do home field advantage actually matter?
It's
and apparently,
like in golf, they should start up 1-0, the home teams. That's how it should go.
Well, there are just, you know, the problem is what happens after. The good thing about baseball is 162 games. You get to at least get a feel for what teams are just, they're total. Steven Matz last night, he's a different pitcher at Citi Field than he is on the road. So you get more of that in baseball than any other sport, but. You know, there's no, you can't be losing to Seattle Mariners like two games in a row. Like, dude, they were -$2 favorites in both games. Like, come on.
Yep. Hopefully something changes there for the Rays in this series. Some interesting lines to look at tonight, guys. Phillies at Boston Red Sox. Phillies are +145 on the money line. Over under in that game is 11.5. Indians taking on the Mets, +140 on the money line. Cleveland is over under is 9. And your long shot for the night, the Detroit Tigers taking on the Astros, +380. The Tigers are on the money line. The over under in that game is 8.5. Some news coming out of the NFL, guys. We were talking about it before. The Cowboys extend not Amari Cooper, not Ezekiel Elliott, not Dak Prescott, but Jalen Smith, the linebacker, 5 years, $64 million, 35.5 guarantee. A quote from Jerry: "Y'all have been badgering my ass to get a contract done for the last 3 weeks. This is a contract story."
I love Jerry.
It's crazy. Jerry World, man. I love it. I love it. It's like a real amusement park. Jerry's just having a ball, and it's fantastic.
And not one, he wasn't worth the money comment. Not one with that kid. Not one.
Oh, it's great. He just wanted you guys to hear a contract story, Jerry, and here it is. So Jerry's having a ball. But I digress. Sending it back to Dane and Joe, helping him make it rain this Wednesday morning. I'm Alex Fasano with the Fantasy Sports News Update.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go. Final hour, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri as we look to do just that. Continue to make it rain for you guys here today. We'll take a look. Plenty of afternoon baseball on tap and a couple of really, really, really interesting lines here today. Favorites, underdogs. And last night, Dane, it was close. It was 9-7 favorites to underdogs. Home teams dominated last night, going 13-3. But of course, anytime you have seven dogs cashing tickets, out of the 16 games, that's a interesting way, real easy way to profit if you are on the right side of it. Also, just goes to highlight how unbelievably tricky it is this time of year figuring out if being a $2 or more favorite actually matters all that much, a la Tampa Bay. Also, week three, we're going to talk about coming up here the teams that we pretty much know are going to take week three dress rehearsal in the preseason seriously versus those teams that are, no. They're still, like you and I, Dane, I think can try out and play for some of these teams. They'd have no problem with it. But once again, news out of Patriots camp. And what a difference 5 days. It blows me away when you think about the difference 5 days makes.
Yeah.
The Patriots just went ahead and announced that, not only did we get, of course, you know, we know that they got Josh Gordon back, which is great, which is nice. But, they also managed to get Edelman back. And, now we've got, I believe, we have a Thomas sighting now, don't we?
Demand.
Don't we have a, we have, we now have all the weapons possible for Tom Brady in the wide receiver post, plus N'Keal Harry. They're all ready to rock and roll here. Every one of them, as Demaryius Thomas is now off the physically unable to perform list. Now you got Edelman, Gordon, N'Keal Harry. You got the other kid, Jacoby Myers, by the way. It's been great. But know, Philip Dorsett was catching a lot of passes for New England last year. He's not even going to make the team this year. Like, he's gone. Oh, unbelievable.
Not to mention four running backs, Joe, in their stable. You know? They're going to be just fine.
Yep.
The AFC Championship game continues to be the Patriots Invitational.
Don't stick a fork in them just yet.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after.
People are so freaking stupid that they can't understand that multiple things can be true at once. I can think that Zeke Elliott deserves more money. I can also think that Zeke Elliott is an ungrateful, narcissistic, self-centered jackass. Is he a nice person? No. Does he deserve more money? Yes. Is he a great running back? Hell yeah. Is he a stupid idiot that'll definitely get suspended and sued again in his future? Hell yeah.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, welcome back in here. Make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. German Area and Dane Martinez, and it's so funny. You would think a fan base like the Patriots that is so used to winning and is run so well and has continued year after year to set the standard, which nobody else in the NFL seems to be able to duplicate. You would think that fan base would have a little more faith in what they did, but as sure as we're sitting here, Dane, I remember in early March when the deadline, when the new season opened up and teams could start trading and teams could start signing people, and yet Belichick did exactly what he did. We knew Gronk was leaving, and, you know, they let who was it, Flowers go at the time. They let all of these guys leave. And they weren't signing anybody. There were some receivers that were available on the market. And, oh, my God, they got to go out. They got to get. And, of course, Belichick does absolutely nothing. And the place, Patriot Nation, went for weeks blasting, this is absurd. Who the hell is he going to throw the ball to? Let's go over now what has happened here over the last 5 days as the Patriots now have Stud first round pick, N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman. They now have gone ahead and got themselves Demaryius Thomas. Why? Because well-run organizations manage their personnel correctly. And oh yeah, they don't overreact and get nervous and do stupid things like signing people. They're patient. They take the people they take chances on. They manage their roster correctly. So you know what? They can actually see if it's worth giving these guys a chance. It's what they did with Thomas, who nobody else wanted, who they picked up for next to nothing, and now is ready to rock and roll. And, of course, Josh Gordon, they didn't give up on him. And look at this here, Dane. It amazes me how fans, even after all that success, will look at Bill Belichick and the Patriots and be like, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yep. It's absolutely crazy. I think at that moment in time, though, Joe, a lot of people were really, kind of feeling the pain of the Gronk retirement as well, right? So maybe they were romanticizing about that a little bit. But let me play a quick game with you, Joe. If Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon are the two starting wide receivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty damn good. I think those are two of the top, 25 wide receivers in the entire NFL. So let me play a quick little game with you, Joe. Would you rather have Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon or these combos? Would you rather have Edelman and Gordon, or would you rather have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, Joe?
Oh, there's no question. I'd rather have Edelman and Gordon.
Okay, fair enough. Would you rather have Edelman and Gordon, or would you rather have Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley?
I would rather have Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Just
would you rather have Mike Evans
inside.
And Chris Godwin?
Which one? Chris Godwin and who?
And Mike Evans in Tampa? No, right?
No.
Okay. Now we're going to get to some big boys, where I think are the three best combos in the NFL, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Edelman and Gordon or Diggs and Thielen?
Oh, that's a good, but I'd still lean Edelman and Gordon.
Okay. Would you rather have Odell and Jarvis Landry?
Probably, yes.
Okay. And would you rather have the threesome that is the Rams receivers, Cooks, Woods, and Kupp?
Yeah, they're going to get theirs. And so any combination of those twos, yeah, I would go there.
But I think
we're splitting hairs there at that point, though.
You know, if in your like kind of de facto informal rankings, right, you have the Pats duo as like, unless you can think of another team that I can't dream up right now, as opposed to those, right, like Philly maybe or something like that, but that's a herd, whatever. You have them as like the fourth best combo in the NFL ahead of Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. So what is the fan base crying about? You'd rather have them than Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, for goodness sakes. And then don't forget about James White out of the backfield, people. Like there's plenty of talent around. Oh, by the way, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Oh, and by the way, an offensive line with the coach Scarnecchia that apparently works miracles every year. So what are we complaining about, Joe? We're talking about like the fourth, fifth, at worst, sixth best pass catching group in the NFL.
That's correct. I mean, it's amazing the lack of trust that fan base puts on that team, on that front office under Bill Belichick. They have zero patience, and yet they have all of these Super Bowl that you're talking about, one of the greatest dynasties in NFL history. And I'm telling you, I remember like it was yesterday. I was shaking my head and going, like, what happened in Bill We Trust where guys were turning? I mean, Patriot fans were losing their minds. Oh my God, what are we going to do? It's Gronk. I can't believe they're not throwing money at any one of the wide receivers. Like, who are you going to go? Remember, I think it was Humphreys. Remember, they had pulled, it was reported they were going after Humphreys, and then they didn't get him. And it was like, what are you doing? Why are you not signing wide receivers?
It's like they landed Josh Gordon in free agency.
Yeah, right, exactly, which they owned anyway. So that's what. The problem was they're willing
like
to be
Severino
patient.
Severino never comes back for the Yankees. It's like they got him at the trade deadline kind of thing, you know?
They're willing to be patient while other teams and fan bases panic. They hit the panic button and they go out, they spend stupid money on stupid players that they should never do. And yet the Patriots just go, well, we're willing to pay you this. And, oh, you don't want it? Okay, well, we'll move on. Well, how do you let all, remember all those free agent wide receivers that were like, how did they not get a wide? They're not signing anybody. Well, I think we know why they're not signing them now. And by the way, I think Demaryius Thomas coming back fully healthy and ready to rock. You don't what? They don't. You don't think they're going to find a way for him to destroy you in the red zone? Oh my word!
They will
word.
Find a goal for him. I think, yeah. Like you said, third down red zone. Because you know he ain't what he used to be, Joe. But
no,
you know,
but he doesn't need to be.
You right. can move the chains though.
Yep, he don't need to be, and that's the beauty of it. Yeah, meanwhile, how many other teams had a shot to have him? Be patient with him.
All 32, I would imagine.
Exactly. Unbelievable. They continue to do it. The rich keep getting richer. But we do have, listen, final chance here for guys to want to make teams really coming up this week, week three. And, you know, there's a couple there. There's still some guys there that are on the outside. We mentioned Philip Dorsett. Like, all of a sudden, what happened? He was a reliable option for them last year. I mean, that was one of Brady's favorite targets there when other guys were going down. So he's in danger. Braxton Berrios, another kid that they drafted late out of the University of Miami. Yeah, and a whole lot of, I mean, teams across have these dudes that are, this is it. This is the dress rehearsal for the NFL and these teams, many of which will take it seriously, and they will compete with starters because this is their final chance, Dane, to test the combinations of, you will, the waters. Like, you know, like you'll see, like we got to try different offensive line combinations, certain things that this is it. I mean, you want to go up, obviously, against the other team's number ones. And there are a few games on the slate that will offer us that opportunity. But there's also a whole bunch of games this week there. You'll have one team with the mentality of, dress rehearsal, guys, let's go for a quarter and a half, even get them into halftime and let's see what it looks like, while others are going to be like, yeah, no, we're just going to bring like the University of South Dakota in here to play because we don't care. And when you go down the list, you start talking about teams like the Seattle Seahawks, for instance, will absolutely take week three seriously. The Chicago Bears have also indicated that this is going to be their final push, a really good opportunity to be able to see some starters. New Orleans as well. You're going to see more Drew Brees this week than you've ever seen before. But at the flip side, the New York Jets and Adam Gase, after losing Williams, you know how many starters they're going to play here in week three? They ain't playing any, but oh yeah. New Orleans plays the Jets this week, don't they?
Hey, what do you know?
Hey, yes.
3 points spread.
Yeah, we got a few more of those. We'll help you make it rain here. Week three preseason NFL coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
You do these experts drafts, and there's a lot of people that are really, really smart, and they're really, really good. But this particular draft, I've now done 3 years worth of drafts, football, baseball, at GSK. This is the best one yet. And I don't know if it was the people. I don't know if it was there. I was there with myself without Frank and Gloria. But by far, this one was the best one. It was smooth. It was quick. Everyone was on their game. Incredibly efficient.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
You know these experts drafts, and a lot of people that are really, really smart, and they're really, really good. But this particular draft, I've now done 3 years worth of drafts. Football, baseball, at GS Day. This is the best one yet. I don't know if it was the people. I don't know if it was there. I was there by myself without Frank and Gloria. But by far, this one was the best one. It was smooth. It was quick. Everyone was on their game. Incredibly efficient.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, time to get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account. And listeners of this show, well, you guys can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 right now. Here's how it works. Just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, and then place your first bet. DraftKings, well, they'll match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. Now, this offer is eligible to all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK to play. Act quickly, however, this offer won't be around forever. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll have our Make It Rain plays, favorite plays of the day coming up. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, thanking you guys very much for making us a part of your day. As we get ready, Dane, for week 3 of the preseason, and I think this is also a word of caution to sports bettors from the standpoint of we have been ingrained, we have been taught over the years that week 3 is the dress rehearsal. This is it, guys. This is what, you know, the best football we've seen all preseason is going to happen this week. Well, yeah, maybe 10 years ago, but the reality is some teams certainly still have questions to be answered, still need to see some results from the starters, while other teams like the New England Patriots, who have nothing left to prove, and in fact are going to take the opportunity not only this week but next week. This is all about depth to them, filling out rosters and depth and those. So New England is not a team that when you look at this week in week 3, Dane, that you're going to go, yeah, they got they're still working on some things. Yeah, like, no, they've got it. They've looked sharp week 1, Detroit last week. New England is right where they want to be. So now it's all about playing everybody else. One team that I would look at that I think still has something to prove and will go out and give us a lot of starters and a lot of first teamers is the Detroit Lions, who I think have looked abysmal in the first couple of weeks here. And I think they want to get that first win of 2019 under their belt. And I think backing them against Buffalo, who, by the way, has looked really, really good the first couple of weeks here, not a whole lot to prove. I think Detroit provides a great opportunity here this week to actually gain that edge of starters versus a team that's, yeah, they're looking for depth and other things right now. You're not going to see the Josh Allens and the Shady McCoy. You're not going to get any of that, I don't think. So I like Detroit this week in preseason. I'd look to back them against Buffalo.
That's interesting, Joe. Let me ask you something. You say it's the dress rehearsal, right? Do you think that because maybe teams are also, you know, they're trying a little harder, opening up the playbook? I understand the depth idea in the second half. Would you lean more towards the home teams here? Wanting to put a good presentation in front of the home fans, not wanting to hear boo birds coming into going back in the locker room at halftime? And I wonder, is it the normal 3 points baked in for the home field advantage, or if that's a little different? Because I may in general lean towards the home team looking to put forth a good showing in what is likely the last chance for the home fans to see him before week one.
Well, you know, the problem is it's pretty much been 50-50 down the road, down the split so far, with home teams and away teams winning in the preseason. First half plays, though, are definitely worth considering if you have teams where you figure, like Detroit, who are, listen, Patricia ain't going into backup mode. Matt Patricia wants to win. They got to look good in one game, at least in the preseason. He needs it more than Buffalo. And I think Adam Gase told us everything we need to know about the Jets last week. Feeling the pain and feeling responsibility, he ain't bringing anybody out there, guys. Now, the same time, New Orleans history with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Week 3 of the preseason, over the last 12 years, their record, guys, 9-3. So he is, Sean Payton is one of those guys that believes this week they really go game mode. And, you know, he's proven it over the last 12 years that they love week 3 of the preseason. You may not see Drew Brees, but I bet you're going to see Teddy Bridgewater a lot this week. And I guarantee you we're not going to see anything from the New York Jets and Adam Gase. I would jump on that number earlier rather than later, because I think New Orleans is just going to continue to go through the roof.
So I'm staring at -3, -120 right now.
Yeah.
So the juice is leaning that way. And listen, we're in danger of getting the dreaded hook, right?
So it's coming.
If you believe it, if you like it, do it now when it's still at 3, because Joe's telling you it's going to move only more if you want to back the Saints. And listen, Joe, I know we've talked about it. We've talked about it with Gabe also, how like just the basic idea of the quarterback rotation is not enough to handicap in the preseason game. You mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. Don't forget about Taysom Hill either.
Oh, yes.
Especially what Taysom Hill can do against backups. All right. Yes. And remember, like you said, Gase and the Jets have been burned with Avery Williamson being in there late second quarter. I don't think they do not want to expose themselves to anything similar. Like, they're the team who's been burned by this, like, what, the most so far in the regular season, in the preseason so far, with a real injury to a key starter. So, I can see that as well, but if you like it, get it now before the line moves.
And I tell you, another one of the games that is interesting. You brought up home field here this week, Dan. I'm thinking the blind backing of Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens. I think it's coming to a head. I do think that the regression is going to hit here, and Philly is catching already. What are they getting? 4 at home in Philly? You talk about having a home field and a home court.
They are 4.5-point favorites on the road in Philly. And when we talk about backups and stuff, Joe, I'm going to tell you, like I think about the Chargers, I think the Eagles, like top to bottom, have depth and strength all over the roster. Okay, remember when you talked about how a lot of people, when they get cut, when the Ravens cut people, they get picked up otherwise, like their depth is good? I believe the same thing about the second teamers for the Philadelphia Eagles, especially in the trenches, the big uglies, Joe. On the defensive line, they go 8 deep. They go 10 deep on the offensive line, all right? So I can see that coming to a head, and they are on the road in Philly.
I agree. Listen, I just think it's I think right now, as we see, because that number is not going to come the other way, guys. So I think it's a matter of just hold off right up until, you know, tomorrow there to game time. Wait for that number. You're going to be able to get a huge number here with Philadelphia at home as an underdog, because it's just the public loves John Harbaugh. They never lose, I heard. So
here's the other thing. This game is by far the lowest total on the board for week 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
35.5, Joe.
Yep.
35.5.
And you want to give me 5, possibly 5.5?
41 range.
in Philadelphia. Doesn't matter if Carson Wentz, by the way, Carson Wentz in all likelihood
Josh
is not playing.
Josh McCown?
I think you're going to get Thorson most of the game, who showed himself to be more than capable. But I do think depth from the defensive side, that's way too many points for a Philadelphia crowd. I guarantee you is going to ball out and is going to show up there. I just think the whole blind love of John Harbaugh might come to a, 15 in a row he's hit? I don't expect. But I do think Thorson's going to get a bulk of the game. And can I tell you, the kid from the – I was pretty impressed with him last week coming in there and playing that entire game because Sudfeld went down. So I got no problem. I'm just waiting for the right number. I think if it hits five and a half, I'm jumping all over the Philadelphia Eagles here, getting that much at home.
Don't we also think I don't see a line up for it yet. Don't we also think that McVay and the Rams aren't going to try, but Vic Fangio and the Broncos are?
Yeah, well, because Fangio's in week four now, probably we're going to get – that's another one of those, like, okay, I don't want to win.
Cisco, they came back.
Yeah. Well,
and the Rams don't try. Gurley ain't playing.
No, the Rams are not playing at all, like, ever. So that's just not going to be there. But I don't know that Fangio's got a whole lot because he's still got one more week, too. I think it's about – well, he showed us last week. How good are those third and fourth teamers on Denver? They're atrocious.
They're better than
and
the
you're going to get
worse than
most
the San
of them.
Francisco third and fourth teamers.
Yeah, so I would lean the Rams because I don't think – we're not getting Flacco. Locke hurt his thumb.
We've seen that the bench for Denver is not that great, right? Their depth.
Right.
Does that provide, Joe, live in-game opportunities for their preseason game?
Well, you saw it firsthand, right?
That's
second
what I'm saying,
half
right?
And those –
kind of like fade them in the second half because their scrubs are worse than the other scrubs. Like we talk about Baltimore and Philly, good rosters top to bottom. I would say the Chargers are similar like that, right?
Right.
When they see a team that we've seen in the second half gets dump trucked, you know, that's the quality of the back half of their roster. And that's a consistent thing. Maybe you fade them in game when they start to bring in the third teamers in the second half.
Yeah. I like also Carolina. Again, New England's got nothing left to prove here, guys. So I do think Carolina hasn't looked great here so far this preseason. So Ron Rivera and company there would not have surprised me at all if Carolina goes ahead and has the upper hand there, has the advantage against New England. And I think the same thing can be I think the same thing can hold true with the Dolphins, who, let's face it, they still got a number one quarterback battle going.
Yeah.
So they're going out there looking to play. They're at home, I think, again. Are they at home at Jacksonville?
Miami?
Yeah. Is it Jacksonville?
Yeah, they're home for Jacksonville, and they are laying 3.5.
And they're laying 3.5. So, yeah, and listen, they as much as you go, oh, Jacksonville, we still got a quarterback battle here in Miami for these two teams at home.
Yeah, and guess what? The same can be said, Joe, for, listen, the home team on the primetime Sunday night football game, the Tennessee Titans. I think there's a real quarterback controversy in Tennessee as well between Mariota and Tannehill. Both of those guys will have a chance, and at home on Sunday night football with Collinsworth and Michaels, you
message
know.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321-321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321-321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Time for our Make It Rain plays of the day here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, and we look to do exactly what we have been doing for weeks now, pointing you guys in the right direction. Games today, Major League Baseball, a lot of afternoon games, early games here today, getaway day for some, and others, well, they find themselves in the middle of some wild card important games in cities across the U.S. here. And Queens, for instance, will definitely have itself a situation here today with the Indians. You've got Oakland taking on the Yanks. You've got you got the Cubs in San Francisco starting their series again after the Cubs won last night. So pretty important stuff happening in Major League Baseball. And, of course, Week 3, NFL, we just told you about some of the dress rehearsal teams that we think are, well, they're going to take it serious. Like, they need a good showing. Teams like Detroit, who has looked like hot garbage for the first couple of weeks. Teams like Carolina, who have not looked good at all. You know, we're under the impression that Patricia and what we've heard coming out of those camps, they want to look at least halfway decent, because we know next week it's all going to be about filling out rosters for all teams. So this is the last chance for a team really to put their best foot forward. And I do think, Dane, that we're looking at Carolina and Detroit as two teams who will probably get the first teamers, starters type of best foot forward longer than we will their opponents.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. What I would also say is this is where you can gain some information. Follow the beat reporters of these teams on Twitter and social media right before games. You will start to hear buzz and reports from the beat guys on, like, snap counts and volume and who we expect to see out there for longer. And that's good information, especially for a preseason week like this.
Yeah, and be careful. I mean, last week we had heard, don't forget, we heard about you got to take this in consideration. I mean, last week we heard how Andy Reid was going to play first teamers on offense all quarter long. They were going to play for another first quarter. They were going to play significant time. And then, well, what happened? The Steelers came out and smacked them right in the face, didn't they? The defense. And the same thing with the Cowboys and the Rams. We had told you everybody was jumping all over the Cowboys because the Rams came out and told you, we're not playing everybody. Well, if you had jumped on it earlier and you got the 2.5 or 3 points, kudos. The problem is if you waited too long, you got 4, 4.5. Yeah, that didn't work out all that well for you. So that it's get on those games. Like we said, New Orleans, I think, tomorrow this week against the Jets. New Orleans, history has been 9-3. That's what Sean Payton and Breeze are, 9-3 in the third week of the preseason, the dress rehearsal week. They like to really kick it up here during this week. So the Jets, I think Adam Gase has already told us he's not, he doesn't want the guilt anymore. So I would not expect the Jets to show anything or anybody of any value this week. So what is it, -3? Hurry up before the hook gets there, right?
It's 3 before it changes, yeah. It is 3 right now. Be careful because it sounds like, I agree with you, Dro, the way that it's trending. And so right. You're going to see that hook real quick. The juice is already up.
It's already cruising. I mean, it's going to be -125, and then it's going to get to that 3.5. Yeah, jump on that. And then, of course, in Major League Baseball here today, Dane, you know, Summit Game 2 here for the Yanks. You know, our litmus test theory last night when we were talking about the New York Yankees was these games against Oakland and then the Dodgers. We're going to have a really good idea as far as where the Yankees are. And once again, the problem with the Yankees has been starting pitching, but more importantly, starting pitching on the road. They've got over a 5 ERA on the road this year, Yankees starting pitching. And what happens? Well, they get on the board first inning last night, and then Herman promptly gives up back-to-back home runs. Now they find themselves down. And Homer Bailey, of all damn people, Homer Bailey shuts the Yanks down. So it's not the end of the world, but great win for Oakland. Now the Yankees tonight bring on J.A. Happ. So you look at that game. And he's going up against Mike Fiers, who doesn't lose at Oakland. So, like, you look at this and you go, are we getting Fiers at a good price or are we being trapped here?
I'm seeing Fiers at -115. I'm seeing -115 for Oakland at home with Mikey Fiers on the hill. Listen, Joe, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but because these are two competitive teams, I'm just looking elsewhere on the card. You know what I mean? This is a pass for me because these are two teams still going at it. I'm looking somewhere else on the board. For example, Joe, I'm on your, you know, Wednesday getaway day game idea, right? And I see that there's a team that's not really in contention that's going to have to hop on a flight after your day gaming. Oh, yeah, and they're facing an ace on the road. Give me the first 5 innings today for the Cincinnati Reds and Luis Castillo. All right, give me Castillo against the Padres. I'll take it either way. Give me the under total for the first 5 innings on the Padres. Give me the Reds first 5. I believe Castillo shuts down the hapless Padres. Remember, Fernando Tatis gone, shut down, right? Franmil Reyes traded away, you know, and it's getaway day for a team that, despite my win total bet, is not contending, and Luis Castillo on the hill. Had a bad outing last time, but I think he gets right against the Padres this afternoon in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was a pitching change. Paddock was supposed to be out there, but they're going with another lefty. Yeah, not anymore.
Strom.
It's not going to be there. Yep, they're going to go with Strom there today, and the early money, opened up -150, a little money coming in right now on San Diego, but I'm with you. I think eventually when it's all said and done, we'll start to see even more money come in backing Castillo here, and that number will definitely go up. And don't look now. Pittsburgh won a game last night, my friend. Pittsburgh, and Strasburg has now lost 4 straight starts. What in the hell is going on with Strasburg? Are you worried?
I mean, listen, the reason I've been leaning Nats and Mets for this NL wildcard chase has been starting pitching. If Strasburg isn't that, if we don't see Scherzer come back, then these other teams, you know, they're going to gain ground. So they are at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a team who's been, you know, a dumpster fire in the second half. They got to go out there and they got to beat Joe Musgrove today. And they're, you know, -150, 155 on the road. They need to win.
Yeah, and it's actually, I mean, if you think about it, Corbin, that's actually a pretty decent price for getting, you know what I mean, getting Corbin here. He's been better in at home, but still, they don't want to, like you said, you don't want to lose ground to the Pittsburgh because you lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates with your number one and number two. But you got my boy in Miami going here today against Julio Teheran in Atlanta. Where are you leaning, man?
I mean, listen, Caleb Smith has been good. Caleb Smith has been good. It's about time people realize it. The Braves are minus 190 with Teheran and with Teheran on the mound. You know, this is a kind of a pass for me. Can Caleb Smith do it again? You know, but I don't want to take the Atlanta side. Minus 190 against Caleb Smith is too much for me.
What's the total in that game?
What's up?
What's the total in that game?
Nine.
Oof.
Nine on the number. I'd like it better if it was a half.
Yeah, if you can get to 9.5, I agree with you there. I like that number as well because I do think Teheran is looked better. He's better at home than he is on the road. And, you know, could this be a 3-2 game? Would not surprise me in the least bit with those two guys on the mound. So,
hey, Joe, we were right on totals yesterday. I gave out the Minnesota White Sox over 9.5. That was like 14-4 final. And we talked about how the Reds-Padres game could have been the one that went under with Sonny Gray and Cal Quantrill, I believe. And that was a 3-2 game. So we gave you two winning totals yesterday.
Yeah, you have don't forget, guys, you got another one glaring at you there in the game today with Giolito and Odorizzi. You know, this could absolutely be at least a first five under possible situation there. We know Odorizzi at home. Giolito is, I mean, say what you want about the White Sox. Yeah, well, that was the bullpens. That's why I would look first five in this game. Yeah, I would look first five in there. But that's a big pitching matchup there early on here. And I don't even know what the hell is Mike Minor throwing today, I believe, for Texas, our boy Mike Minor.
It is Minor.
And I don't think he's getting a lot of love here.
11 total because the Angels are running out some kid, Sandoval. Let me tell you about a good pitching matchup. Good pitching matchup in Citi Field, Joe. Stroman and Plutko. They've been good lately. Obviously, Stroman kind of bringing some energy. The building will be hype. I think this is a big series for both of these teams as well.
I took the under. Yeah, I played the under first thing this morning because I think this is going to get down to 8.5. And I think it's at 9 now. Yeah, I think Stroman and listen, I think it's going to be if it wasn't for that ridiculous error last night in the sixth inning by Cleveland, they don't score. It doesn't get out of hand, and Plutko's been pretty decent here, man. Big ground ball pitcher, so is Stroman. I don't see a lot of runs happening tonight in this game.
Yeah, that could be one. You know I hate leaning under, but that could be one. Also, Joe, I got to tell you, I will be at Yankee Stadium tonight to see a sporting event. And you're like, wait a second, Yankees are in Oakland.
Oh,
what are you
I know where
about?
You're going. I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The team that is number two in the Eastern Conference in MLS gets to play the team in second to last place, Joe, in the conference in MLS. My squad, NYCFC, at home against the Columbus Crew. Joe, they are minus 150. They need this game. They're MLS changed their playoff format. It used to be the first two teams get byes, Joe. Now it's only the one seed that gets a bye. And NYC is staying right now in second place in the conference. They've got games in hand. This is one of them against the team second to last in the conference. I take the minus 150. I like NYCFC tonight. And I will be in the building urging them on to victory.
So you're going to lay the minus $5 that it's hit now already? Verlander versus Norris now? It's already at $5 now, just about every book. What are you showing at FanDuel? What do you got at FanDuel now?
In fact, if anything, just for S's and G's, I bet the Tigers. I'm serious, Joe. Like, why not? Seriously. Honestly, Joe. Like, why not throw a couple bucks on the Tigers today at plus 400? Like,
Are they? They're up to plus 400 now. Oh, my word.
I see it right now. At the Tigers plus 400, and I'm seeing Verlander and the Astros at minus 530.
Think about that, guys. This is a Major League Baseball team.
On the run line, Joe. On the run line, they're minus 225. On the run line. Joe, I can take the Tigers. You know what? I can get the Tigers plus a run and a half, plus 190.
That's the way to do it, dude. That's the way to do it. Take the run line right now for just on principle alone. No team.
Right? You're going to give me the run line and give me 2-1 on it?
Like, no team like should ever be a $5 favorite in Major League Baseball. I don't care who they are, you know, especially on a Wednesday. Like seriously, dude? Like, no. Absolutely
not. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm back in Detroit. I don't care. I'm back in Detroit. Run line. I'm back in with the.
Do you want it at plus 400, right? Or plus 190, 1.5?
You get a run and a half. They're giving you a run and a half. A MLB game, and you're getting almost $2. Unbelievable, man.
This is not the Little League Series, people, either.
That's what I'm saying. This is. I don't give me Detroit plus 1.5, baby. And we'll come back. We'll count that money tomorrow, and we'll start laughing.
Unreal.
Enjoy the soccer game tonight, Dane. You'll be keeping an eye, I'm sure. We'll be back again tomorrow. Looking to make it rain all over morning after next. Thanks for making us a part of it, guys. Good luck tonight. Plus 190 on the run line. Kiss.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't miss a
thing. Let's be realistic here, guys. Jalen Smith is going to be a Cowboy linebacker for a long time here. This guy is, the kid is an absolute stud.
Absolutely.
He's 24 years old. He's now the third highest paid inside linebacker in the league as far as guaranteed money goes. And guys, he deserves every damn dollar of this. This to me was a no-brainer for Jerry. And for the Cowboys, he is going to be a defensive stalwart there for this team at 24 years old. The kid is a tackling machine. It's, you know, he's in the same category as Luke Kuechly, Bobby Wagner. That, yeah. They're all right in that same, Mosley, same situation there. But of course, that means where's Dak? Where's Amari? Where is Zeke? Well, what we learned about Amari yesterday was nobody knows. Well, we do know now. He's dealing with plantar fasciitis there in his foot, which means, guys, it sounded very unlike him going to be ready or at least at 100% come game one. There's a little concern, it sounded like, yesterday with Amari, even from Amari, where he hopes to get back this week. He's been nursing it. And we know this in the past. That kind of foot injury for a wide receiver, no less.
Yeah.
Man, that's a giant pain in the ass, Dane. That's not good news if you're a Cowboy fan.
Listen, and I said this also, Joe, when I was talking about that show All or Nothing on Amazon mm-hmm. Prime that followed the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
If you watch that show, it is obvious that from the beginning of the season, they all knew that Cam Newton's shoulder was not okay and that it was going to be a problem all year long. And guess what? Playing NFL football doesn't help injuries heal, okay? It just doesn't, right? And so you know how in training camp, Joe, every story or a lot of the stories you hear about like, oh, I'm in the best shape of my life. Oh, I changed my diet. Oh, I'm only 3% body fat. I'm in the best shape of my life, right? That's what you're supposed to be hearing about everybody. If mm-hmm. you hear anything other than that, right, guess what? That's a problem. And guess what? It's not going to like heal itself as you go through the rigors of an NFL season. It's just not. So, yes, this is a concern as it relates to Jalen Smith. I am really happy for the kid, Joe. Remember, this is the kid who wound up having that, you know, the huge injury in his college bowl game.
That's
right.
Yep.
He is the reason that people are now skipping bowl games and taking out insurance policies. So I'm glad that he's able to ultimately still cash in the league. Because his talent justifies that. Him and Van Der Esch as line.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.